I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Wild Magic School Bus, the most unprofessional D&D podcast you will ever hear. My name is Calvin, and before the episode starts and you hear me repeat all this again, a quick word of warning. This Dungeons & Dragons podcast may contain fantasy violence, language, mature themes, and other sensitive subject matters. So, listener discretion is always advised. Alright, well, with all of that said and done, let's go ahead and start the episode and listen to D&D the way it was meant to be endured. Insert tagline here. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Wild Magic School Bus, the most unprofessional D&D podcast you will ever hear. I, of course, am your DM, Calvin Piper, and these fine folk play the game of D&D with me. As we go around and introduce ourselves, a real quick heads up, we don't have Matt or Zach tonight due to disease and car problems. So, sickness and car problems, not disease. So, unrelated. It's just the four of these guys, but don't worry, we're still going to have a great night playing D&D. So, go around and introduce yourselves with tonight's prompt. What's your favorite Rocky movie?
Oh, man.
Wait, Rocky?
Do the Creed movies count?
Sure, why not?
Cool.
He's in them.
My name's Matt, plays Zook Magoop, Male Turtle, Wizard 6, level 6, and I would say the first Creed movie.
Okay. It's a good one.
This is Drew. I play Connie the Reach, Human Monk. Didn't even have to read that, guys. Didn't even
Proud
have
of
to
you.
Read
Didn't
that. Even have to My read favorite Rocky movie is, I think it's 3 with Dolph Lundgren. Dolph Lundgren?
Mm-hmm. Lundgren?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that character. He's so cool.
Great.
I wanted to defect to Russia. I grew up during the Cold War, and I know.
Anti-cut.
Yeah, I was like, I wasn't anti-American so much as I was like, yeah, Dolph Lundgren's really cool.
Do you know what's funny is when this premieres, all I'm going to do is bleep you and have a runner across the bottom. This is due to his anti-patriotic verbiage.
Can you do that?
I will 100% do that.
Please do that, because I think that would be way less bad than what I actually said.
Way funnier to just be like, and you just like, speaking. It's gonna be great.
Wouldn't that be so funny? And like the next cut on YouTube, you're just like not sitting there anymore. My name is Michelle, and I play Nell Webb. She's a little forest gnome bard. Here's the thing. Even if it's movies I like, I don't retain much of anything from them. And
that's syphilis. That's
Rocky is lack of all of them that I've watched are pretty unnoteworthy for me personally. So, pass.
Yeah,
is that our first ever hard pass?
Yeah.
I think that's
fair.
I didn't know we were allowed to do
wow.
that. Jeez.
I am Will. I play Barius, the level 6 Tabaxi sorcerer, and I'm wondering why this was the chosen prompt.
I don't want to say, but I will say it's in honor of the fact that half of my wife's face is numb because she went to the dentist today.
You son of a bitch!
Oh man, you guys!
Oh, now it's all
droopy.
I see. Oh
when
no!
When I came home, I looked like Milo Ventimiglia.
So, listeners, watchers, 2 days ago we were notified that this beautiful young lady over here had lost a crown, and I was so wanting to get to see
like Snaggletooth Michelle tonight. And I was very let down when she said, oh, it was a molar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I was just wondering what color it was.
This color.
Gold.
Yeah, she gets gold. She has gold ones now.
Oh, some people call crayons crowns.
Okay.
So it's crowns. Yeah, you know, like a teal crown.
Yeah.
That's really weird.
Ooh, all right.
Tie in.
I don't like it.
I don't either.
But that's okay.
You remember when crayons had... Nope. Restraint.
look at you.
I liked Creed 2 a lot. The redemption arc of Creed 2 was great.
Not Creed as well. Creed the second one.
Creed the second.
Yeah. Okay.
There's three of them now.
Creed Jr.
Have another prompt.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
You're going to have to save
it. What disease does Matt have that's keeping him home from D&D tonight?
Oh, that's fun. No,
the
I was thinking
disease.
Something along the lines of do your best impression of a bad Hermione Granger laugh from the movies.
I don't remember it.
When I don't remember her laugh.
You blocked it out.
Yeah,
it's what it is.
She
it's
ever laugh.
Horrifying.
Harry!
Sorry.
Wait, no, I can't do that.
We
right.
all love you, weird. Emma Watson.
Yeah, she's great.
Can't wait to have you, you know, sub in one day.
Can't wait to have you guest star.
I mean, there are two spots at the table there just screaming, Emma.
Yeah, Emma Watson famously takes time away from her philanthropy and movie stardom to play lots and lots of D&D with
Here's the actual cold open. Which of the six of us would be best replaced by Emma Watson? I think she would play the hell out of Kestis.
I'm going to argue
Not because not that Zach's not doing good.
Clarify. I would be best replaced.
Actually, don't argue.
By dot,
You
dot,
don't need
dot.
To. No, that's great. Yeah.
You would best be replaced by Joe Pesci.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, recast our characters with a different person. Joe Pesci would be a great Connie.
That's, that is true. So, all right. Well, we're going to go and recast everybody and go and jump into episode 18 of the Wild Badger School Bus.
Yep.
So the last time we were here, our adventurers had successfully pulled off a heist at the Afterlife Casino, removed certain objects from the casino, and made their way back into the city proper, stowing the items in Zook's private chambers at the Infinium. They returned the borrower's tome after taking a quick peek into it. They returned it back to their handler at the Ark, Samia. They were given instructions that now would be a good time to lay low and wait for the heat of the theft to kind of blow over. And they went their separate ways and realized that for some of them, taking time away from their main objectives meant that they were... Or investing time in their main objective, which is the Ark, means that they're neglecting a few other responsibilities. But more on that as they unfold. And that is where we find ourselves tonight, with all of you getting a long rest that evening, with some of you waking up from dreams, from nightmares, from less than pleasant conversations, to find yourself at the first day of the People's Celebration, the evening... celebrations have come and gone, but this is now the first full day of the celebrations, and they are in full swing. The city is still alive with the sound of people, even more so now that the sun is up, and it is days for celebration. Most shops or places of work are open, but most people take these 3 days off to celebrate in the fullest, so... not a lot of responsibilities going around. The world is yours to explore. What do you guys want to do?
Ooh, clarifying question. Did we do we make any money off of the heist?
Yes.
I know we stole a bunch of stuff.
Gave you all money. Did I give you all a certain amount or no? I think I said I would.
Like 5,000 gold apiece, right, gang?
I don't have any additional.
Yeah.
You don't have any? Okay. I believe it was 500 gold per person.
500!
I might be speaking out of turn. I may have thrown another number out there, but 500 is the number I'm giving, so.
Okay, cool. Then first thing I would like to do before I do anything else is Barrios needs some new clothing.
Okay.
So I would like to see if I can find just... So I think I want to
suit. I don't know, like, if you knew a tailor or anything.
Well, I'm definitely going to ask Nell to fix it up, but rather than be like, hey, Nell, could you make me an entire three-piece suit? I could just say, hey, Nell, could you tailor this and make this look like it's actually professional? Because I would like a deep sapphire, like almost black, like felt suit, you know what I'm talking about? Mm, like yes. Crushed velvet almost?
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm thinking yes. Like dark sapphire with just like a super dark little tie and just, mm-hmm. It's definitely too short. So like the sleeves only come to right about here and the pants, you can see my ankle tattoo
yeah.
From when I did time. But
is
yeah,
that like a stylistic choice?
100%, yeah.
Like he wants it?
Yeah.
Want high waters? Yeah.
More or less high waters, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, for, I would say probably about 2 gold, you could very easily come across a very nice...
Signed, sealed, delivered.
Very nice, well-made suit with all of these beautiful kind of designs on it. And actually, it's easy enough to find here in the city because the city itself is full of merchants from all across the land. So you're able to find fabrics that you wouldn't normally find here. Even some from further into the center of Udall from some of the more tactile cities. You're able to get some much finer fabrics and beautifully done. And yeah, yours is bought from this caravan of what looks to be some sort of like pixie type individuals who about a dozen of them, when you get the suit, they quickly kind of like do it up for you and make it to where it fits you relatively well. But yeah, you know that you've got a pretty good tailor that you can go seek out if it gets...
Are they pixie gypsies or gypsy pixies?
They're Jixies?
Jipixies.
Jipixies?
Oh, like
Pigjixies?
I'm sorry for what I just
whichever
called.
One, yeah.
Yeah, and the only other thing he wants to buy is sometimes people sell like weird, like, oh, look, it's geodes. Watch, we'll crack it in half for you.
Go ahead and roll a D20 for me.
Okay.
Make an investigation check.
That's getting pulled straight from Will's actual... life.
That's a 4.
He loves
a 4?
Yeah.
That's fine. You can roll 1. You come across a couple different things, but one that catches your eye is this tiny little, what looks to be kind of acorn-style wagon with the longest donkey-like creature you've ever seen with the shortest legs. Nice. Like, think wiener dog, but donkey.
It's a corgi donkey?
Kind of, yeah.
Wiener donkey.
It's and a dorky. It's made out of, it looks like it's built out of this kind of like rounded kind of acorn style like shack. And the back doors are open just along this long caravan all parked along this major road as you're just kind of walking. Think of like a flea market, but just lined on both sides of stuff. And you come by this small little one and you can see there are stones kind of set out on these pillows and blankets and stuff. And as you are looking at them, you hear a voice coming from inside the thing. Hey, see, you like my stones. And you look out and you can see sitting on legs folded, arms kind of like folded as well, is this tiny little woman who's like paler than anything you've ever seen. But with like these like bright kind of like purplish eyes. And she just kind of looks at you just with like this giddiness. She's like, welcome.
I do like your style, and I do like your stones. Do you have any that happen to not be halved yet? Maybe a whole stone?
Oh, I have many stones. Some that are broken, some that are whole.
I, again, would just need one whole stone, please.
Of course! And she, without unfolding anything, rolls back into the acorn, and boom, the door's closed, there's rummaging. Opens back up, she rolls forward, but this time she has a stone. Nice. And it is a
she is a gachapon.
Oh my gosh.
But she goes, a moon sister special just for you.
Wait.
And she reaches out and offers it to you.
I go ahead and mage hand that thing over.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Easy enough to do.
You're a sister of the moon?
I am. My sister and I, we are the moon sisters.
Wait. So you are sisters of the moon, or you are sisters that love the moon?
Yes.
All right. I'm not usually one for clarifying questions. But I think that makes us siblings as well. Hi. I am married to your sister, the moon. My name's Barrios.
Barrios, yes, I've heard of you.
Uncanny. It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance. Don't be a stranger. I haven't had you over for dinner yet. I didn't even know that you guys were related. I'll probably have to talk to my beloved about that later.
I'm sure you will.
But yeah, you do run a tight ship. It looks very good, but I think I'll just take my stone and be going.
Very well. Good luck. Say hello to the moon for me.
She rolls back into the
door. He just like pulls out his change purse. He's like, "All right, sounds good." I'll put like 3 gold on the
sure.
Yeah,
set up the gold on it, and you go. Yeah.
Okay, that's all I need to do.
Yeah, you have a smooth stone, kind of like almost egg oval shaped, smooth polished purple. Almost like an amethyst purple with dark, blackish kind of like lines, veins running through it.
Gotcha. Okay.
No but he thinks it's a geode, so he's going to crack it in half.
No, it looks like the moon.
Oh.
Is that what the moon looks like to you?
Yeah, it's not what the moon looks like to me.
That's crazy.
Oh, you guys know that's what the moon is in this world. It's a purple moon.
Oh my gosh.
Purple egg-shaped moon.
Okay, jeez. No, I think that's good. Why not? Why
well, because the outside of a geode looks kind of like the moon, if you think about it. It's when you crack it open
it
that
does,
you see
but
the
that's
beautiful
not
side
not
of it.
What he just described.
I know. Well, that wasn't what I was picturing in my head, so that's why I'm confused.
Yes, and other planets are different too, I bet.
Probably.
Nice.
Okay, thank you.
I like the idea that you are so blinded by your infatuation with the moon that you have a purpley, black, shiny, egg-shaped, polished stone, and you're like, it's white and cratery, and I love it.
Yeah. Resemblance is like uncanny.
Yep, as any good husband would do.
That is very fair. That
is do you very see fair. A difference in this? I see no difference, babe.
Yeah.
I do, in fact, love your haircut, yes.
Yeah, when you're, like, so into someone that you, like, anyone you see is like, they remind me so much of
so
her.
So much of
you.
Wow.
Yeah. Bunch of liars. I'm surrounded by a bunch of liars. I'm telling all your wives.
We are being...
We're being...
Very, wow.
Are you going to tell my wife?
Not married.
Yeah. Oh, her yeah. especially.
So Matt just yeah, broke Matt, your trap, son.
You're off the hook.
You've activated my trap card. All right, so... Anyone else want to start their morning doing anything in particular? Anyone want to do anything at all? You've got the celebration before you. It's whatever you want to do.
After I do my crop, I'll just rejoin whoever wants to
sure.
hang out.
Easy enough. I will say for the sake of this, you run into Wyatt and Kessis at one point. That's and they're like, hey, we're out on the... Hey, we're out in the chan.
Great,
you want
so
to finish?
Get day drunk. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Ding. Oh gosh, Kestis is drunk. Wyatt has gotten Kestis drunk. That's good. And they're
although
just
Wyatt...
wandering. He's riding Kestis. Weird mangy rabbit man riding drunk centaur.
Canonically,
it took 500 gold to get Kestis drunk, so Wyatt has no gold left. But he's still got those ball bearings.
That's awesome.
No, he spent all his gold on ball bearings.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so you, we will say canonically, you have joined Kessis and Wyatt.
Okay.
The rest of you, at your leisure.
I think I'd like to go to the library. Does the library still have its doors open today?
Of course it does, yeah. Right. Much busier than you would normally see it, as it is now open to the majority of people that are coming through. And it, today, especially now that it is the first kind of full day of the celebration, you can see it is pretty much floor to ceiling with scholars and wizardly looking people all just kind of perusing and speaking and having. You can see that some of the kind of like the speaking floors are now filled with like students and acolytes all listening to these people who are now giving these like dialogues and speeches here in the museum, so or in the Athenaeum. So it's like the walls are ringing with the sound of people talking and debates being held. It's well balanced, but also much busier than it's ever been before. You're like, oh my gosh. But yeah, you walk in and you can see normally you're greeted by one of the front, one of the librarians who is usually at the front, but there's nobody at the front right now. It seems like they're all preoccupied with other individuals. So you can kind of walk around at your leisure.
Can I head to maybe the Ark Room? Are there any comings and going or like around the Ark Room?
You're led
anybody
to the,
coming in and out.
So you're led to the meeting, one of the meeting rooms where you, the secret entrance is to the Ark. Mm-hmm. You can see there are people in there right now, but none of them look to be Ark individuals, and it seems as though the secret entrance is, as of right now, it is still closed off. I haven't really described how they go in, but suffice it to say, it's like there is a, it's standard rectangular room with some pretty stained glass windows on one side and this kind of rough wooden table that sits in the middle. And whenever the librarian brings you guys in, they usually place their hands on the table and push it down, and the whole table sinks into the ground and becomes steps, which then descend into a lower kind of underground whole like catacomb place that is full of members of the Ark. But this room currently where you are usually let in is busy with other people. There's some people on the table like scribing things and having like quiet dialogue, so it doesn't look like the entrance to the Ark is currently open.
Okay. Then I guess that's
what does that make sense? That was a lot of just like
no, it makes perfect okay. sense. That's kind of what I needed. I was hoping there was some comings and goings maybe happening. Okay. Thank you.
Good.
That's all I need, I think. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
You done?
So now she joins the daydreaming troop.
Yeah, at some point.
Do you have a thing?
I wanted to talk to me about my benefits package.
Depends on what happens next.
Okay. So should I go?
Are you sure? Are you looking for Samia particularly?
Kind of.
I mean, if you want to make an investigation check, try to find her out here, you're more than welcome to.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Investigation?
Yeah, investigation.
Yikes. It's a 4.
Hey, look at that. It's great. It's not one.
I found a rock with a 4.
You do not find Samia. However, as you are kind of like walking through one of the larger parts of the Anthonium where most people are off into the sides perusing through all the books, you walk by one kind of long table where a few people are sitting and reading, but mostly quietly to themselves, and you can see one of the librarians stands up from handing some stuff to some very ostentatious looking wizard, and then as they stand up and turn around, you can see it is Eyes of Two, Fur of White, the tabaxi kind of architect or artifact person. I don't know what their true title is, but they immediately recognize you and kind of nod in your direction, like seeing that you are there. So if you want to approach them, you...
Mr. Eyes of Two, have you seen Samia around? Do you know where she might be?
Good day. Celebration upon
Happy
you.
Happy Celebration Day! Celebration Vox upon you. Blessings and such.
Of course, of course. You are looking for Samia. We have not seen her today, but is there something Eyes of Two can help with?
Well, I was thinking about making some plans to go around. Do you know if... He's a part of the Ark, yeah?
He is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you know if the Ark is handing out assignments the next couple of days, or would I be free to not be called upon?
He kind of squints, his multicolored eyes kind of glinting in the light of the Anthonium. And he's...
From my understanding, yes, there is still activity within the Ark, but I believe that your assignment requires you to lay low for a while, yes?
Yes, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I couldn't be sent out someplace. Truthfully, I don't know how everything works, so but I just want to double check.
It is segmentation that keeps the Ark thriving as it does. I could send a message to Samia and follow up on this for you, if this is acceptable to you.
I suppose, yeah, that'd be nice.
Is that all we are looking for? Just work on the...
Well, I was wondering if I could kick back and relax in order if I have to think about a looming book.
Oh, I am sure that you will have plenty of time to explore the wonders of the celebration, if that is your desire. Books are not required to be returned immediately. All books have due dates. But
okay.
Some are farther out than others. I am sure this is not a problem.
All right. I just Again, I wanted to be able to relax, so. All right.
Of course.
Appreciate your help. Thank you.
Yes, happy to help.
Okay. So the Ark, I don't know if they're still handing out assignments. They are still handing out assignments. Interesting. In the Ark room where we go, are there any sensors or anything? Like, have I noticed anything like that that would maybe, like, pick up on, I don't know.
Sensors?
Yeah, like sensors. Like, things that would, like, be tripped if a spell was activated in there. The cameras.
So, kind of like the
magical
obelisk?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the obelisk.
Yeah,
that
like
we
obelisks, yeah.
Oh, down in the Ark headquarters? Mm-hmm. Not that you know of, and I mean I haven't really described it because there hasn't really been a need to, but think of it like almost like gosh, I can't believe I have to dip into pop culture when I'm trying to play fantasy.
It's so embarrassing.
Think of it like a fantasy Men in Black headquarters. Where there are places for agents to have desks. There are places for people to have meetings. There are there's people. There's creatures. There's creatures that come to and from there all the time. It's kind of a hub of places. And you guys have always been pulled off into a meeting room with Samia because she's your handler. She's the one that kind of is your go-between for all of that stuff. But yeah, you've always seen many people down there. I wouldn't say the, like, hundreds or so, but there's always been other individuals, mostly shady individuals, but other people that have been down there. Most of you stay kind of to your own groups, but you've seen other people down there. But given its secrecy, you don't know if there was much in the term of... There wasn't, like, guards or glyphs that were guarding the place or preventing spells of any kind that you're aware of. And you do know that Samia did cast a couple spells while you guys were down there, so you wouldn't assume that there's any magical blocking of any kind.
Ooh, I think Zoot cast Identify a couple times as well.
I do want to point out that since this happens, like, 100 years or so after the last campaign, there actually might be glyphs down there guarding the place, because glyph is a very popular name now.
That is true. There could be some glyphs down there. Yeah. That is very true. But you haven't seen any of them.
Okay. Yeah.
You don't know that they're glyphs.
Right.
We have a glyph Kenneth TBD.
Still TBD.
All of those heroes of old that are...
Zephyr TBD, you get over here right now.
Sorry, tangent.
No, it's fine. No, I like that. It's a good one.
It's relevant.
It's a soft tangent.
Yay, I did a good one. My sister didn't hit me again.
Inspiration.
Okay, so...
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
I don't want to take up too much time.
No, please.
I would like to try to maybe move away from the library someplace that would be comfortable and central enough within a mile of it. I don't know if my...
Sure.
Like a private place within a mile.
Like a
Yeah, that should be easy enough to do. I mean, you can probably find an alley or a quiet kind of grove a mile or so away, I would say. The city's pretty extensive, but there are always places for... people to be alone, even in a city as large as this. So yeah, I would say give yourself about an hour or so and you'd probably be able to find a spot.
Okay, well, I would like to try to cast clairvoyance into the room where we are usually given assignments.
Okay. Oh, give me a second as I look up what this is.
Would you like for me to describe it?
Of course.
So I need a focus that's worth at least 100, which I can. Either a jeweled horn or hearing...
aid
for hearing or a glass of eyes for seeing. So you create an invisible sensor within a range in a location you're familiar with, a place that you have visited or seen before, or in an obvious location, blah blah blah. A sensor remains in place for the duration, which is 10 minutes. It can be attacked or otherwise interacted with. When you cast the spell, you choose seeing or hearing. You can use the chosen sense through the sensor as if you were in the space. So, and you, as an action, I can switch between hearing and seeing.
Mm-hmm. She's really good at active listening. She's many courses.
A creature can see the sensor if they have see invisibility or true sight.
Okay. So are you using
they see a luminous intangible orb.
Are you using 100 of the gold you've received to do that? So go ahead and mark that 100 gold off, and you can cast clairvoyance. After 10 minutes of doing this, Do you have a flavor in how you cast it, or?
You know, I hadn't thought about it.
So in my mind, your clairvoyance is you taking 10 minutes to take the gloves and the vest off of the unheard servant and then sending him.
Mm. Ooh, I love that. All right. Let's see. Oh, gosh. What do we want to name him? Does he have a name? I guess we could give him a name. Claire.
Claire?
Yeah, for clairvoyance.
Nail it.
I like
Clarence.
It.
Clarence.
Yeah. Clarence.
Clarence the clairvoyant.
Okay. We'll send Clarence on his way.
So you're sending Clarence?
No, Clarence. Clarence's parents have a real good marriage.
Mm-hmm. Clarence. Clarence the unheard. I would like to try listening first.
Okay.
It's from 8 miles.
So you place your sensor into the room using hearing as the first one. Go ahead and do a perception check for me just as a start, just so I can kind of get a feel for what you're doing.
10 for perception.
Okay. The room seems fairly quiet. There isn't a lot of sound. You can hear some overlapping outside of the room. It sounds like two people having a discussion about doing some sort of a job where they have to get a large magical safe out of a wizard's demiplane and how they're going to go ahead and go about doing that. But it's kind of, it fades in and out as their voices kind of turn different directions. So you can't really pick up a lot of it, but you can pick up pieces of it. So
can I use my action to see who that is?
Of course. Switching to the visual side of it and using your perception. Go ahead and roll another one. See if you get any better.
Okay. Yes. Hold on. 19.
Switching to the visual side of it, you can see the individuals that are talking are outside of the room where you have your meetings. They look to be about 20 feet away from there. One of them is leaning against a writing desk where another individual is sitting, and the one standing is pointing at looks to be some sort of a drawing as he's explaining. Seems
is
to
it
be
like a map or like a...
Looking at it, you can see it looks to be some sort of a piece of parchment with writing on it, but as they point to it, you watch runes will kind of like appear on it, and like a third dimensional version of it will like pop up, so they'll touch a part of it and like a tower will apparate in like this minor image, and then they'll tap another one and it'll go away and another piece will come up, so it looks like they're looking at a layout of some kind.
Does it look familiar at all?
No, not to you.
Oh, okay. Can I switch to hearing again?
Sure.
This is so much fun for me.
Switching to hearing, you can hear the conversation continue, and you hear the sounds of other people walking by. It sounds like somebody opens the meeting room, walks into the meeting room. It's an open area. It's not, there's no door or anything. Walks into the meeting room for a second, sets a couple things down, and seems to... their steps recede. Switching to the visual side of things, you can see that it appears just to be somebody who set down a stack of books and a couple scrolls, and then bent down to apparently adjust something on one of their boots before standing up, grabbing it, and then proceeding to walk out. So
there's no other meetings.
No, there is nothing going on in the meeting.
I'll keep it up for like the duration of 10 minutes, sure. Just in case, and somebody else comes in. I'm not expecting anybody else.
Switching between the 10 minutes, nothing really comes of any of this. It seems that Samia does. If you were looking for Samia, she does not appear at any time, and nothing of note for any of your purposes. I unless you're looking for something specific.
Mm-mm, I was just trying to gather information, I guess.
Sure. Yeah. I would say, based on just the 10 minutes that you spend, I would say something that you pick up based on your abilities is that the first thing you notice is that nothing that the Ark is doing is outside of the city. None of the things that you hear in the 10 minutes of people walking by in the snippets of conversation, nothing seems to be...
All the jobs are in the city.
Seems like most of the jobs that are being discussed are within the city itself. There is nothing that seems to be outside of the city in any means.
Okay. Thank you.
So, yeah. All right. So, with that, after the 10 minutes...
I also want to make, like, special note of the people that I saw there who received the mission. I don't know.
Sure.
Just in case. Yeah.
Easy enough to do.
Okay.
Yeah, so with that, after 10 minutes, Clarence returns to you, dons his vest and gloves once again, becomes the unheard servant, not the unseen servant, and you're good to go.
Okay, thank you.
I do like the idea that you're unseen, unheard...
Unheard servant.
Unheard servant.
Was at one point... Is a ghost, in fact, and was at one point a person named Clairvoyance.
Clairvoyance.
Oh, I think that would make him a poltergeist if he can interact with the real world, right?
Yeah.
You have a poltergeist. That's incredible.
Yeah, created from
malice
and like naughtiness. Poltergeist.
Big time naughtiness.
Oh.
Okay.
Wash those hands.
This whole storyline is going to change now. It's all going to revolve around who the hell Clarence is.
Oh my gosh, he's the BBEG.
I'm going to make it happen now. Oh my gosh, you imagine. Okay, so with that spell cast and that information acquired, is there anything else you'd like to do specifically, or you want to head to the celebration and meet up with the group?
I'll scroll out a little note on the bobbin, the little bobbin little note system, just because I don't want to be seen as being lacking of like... Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'll scroll down what I think the Ark is doing in this time, which is still sending out people missions over the next few days, as well as a wizard with a demi plane chest somewhere in this city is getting robbed, and then all the missions are in the city. That's all right. I'm trying, period. Love, Nell. Hug, hug, kiss, kiss.
Really?
You finish.
No.
You finish the note. The message is sent. There is no reply.
Because they outboard you.
Probably.
I've got something for you. Uh-huh. So poltergeists have traditionally been described as troublesome spirits who haunt a particular person instead of a specific location.
What did you do to Clairvoyance?
I don't know.
You did something to Eclairvoyance.
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 Man of many names.
All right, now go ahead and say Bidia, if you would, please.
Bidia.
In a French accent.
Bidia.
Oh, Bidia.
Bidia.
Sounds like he's just trying to say Bidia.
What? I don't know if they are saying it like that. It is obviously Bidia. See, that's in French.
Yeah, yep.
Apologize to all our French listeners.
Yeah, anybody that who's a French listening, I'm
never
so
apologize
sorry.
To a French listener.
Unless you're French-Canadian, in that case.
You don't even have the internet
In
anymore.
That case, you should be saying sorry.
Get out of here, Holzer.
I'm super sorry, okay, for offending you. Nah, they don't get good Wi-Fi at the hockey rink, so they don't really get to watch much.
Is that a Youper accent?
The only thing I know...
Yeah, I don't know what you just said.
Sounds great.
What did you just say?
You've learned everything from Letterkenny, too.
100%.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah,
I got to catch up.
That show. Oof, so good.
All right. Any on this side of the table?
He
what do we got?
Figured it out. Oh, you still want me to go for it?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. Yeah, so all right. Connie is going to take this opportunity to go and do something he probably should have done a while back.
He is
going to infiltrate Uncle Zoo's private office and see if he can find any information about what's going on behind the scenes.
Okay. You head to the zoo. And when you get there, it is empty.
Yeah, because everybody's at the festival.
Everyone is attending
he's doing it.
The festival. You walk in and you can see up the stairs and off to one side is the wooden door where Uncle Zoo always...
BT Dubs, before he steps foot in that building, mm-hmm. he does cast Pass Without Trace.
Easy enough to do.
Real quick question about that.
Mm-hmm.
The description says that you or your party get plus 10 bonus to dexterity and then in brackets stealth. Does that mean only stealth?
Hmm.
Because it says dexterity. Brackets only stuff. I guess I'm asking an English question. A question about the sentence structure. Because dang, it's broken. If that's dexterity, if it means just dexterity for a thief,
It that would be broken. Wild. Yeah.
Which I'm happy to have.
I would,
I'm
yeah.
Like, damn, I'm getting into all the locked things. Mm-hmm, no one knows it. Yeah. Already, it's great. Pass without trace.
It is truly, I think, one of the best utilitarian spells out there. So handy.
Yeah. I'm just saying, they should have, if they meant it only to be stealth, they should have said stealth. Like, it's not like, does anyone use another attribute to do stealth? Like, it's always dex.
I think, yeah.
I am trying to figure out what that means.
Has a plus 10 bonus to dexterity in parentheses stealth. So so I think it would only apply to stealth. Only because...
So why wouldn't you say to stealth?
I don't, plus because dexterity is like the umbrella that stealth falls under.
Both of you make valid points.
Yeah.
Seems like a good high variant
roll. It just seems like it would include other things if it wasn't just stealth. It would say other things in the parentheses or brackets. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Why call out specific stealth?
If Jana was to say, hey, can we go out to dinner in parentheses, Chili's, you would know.
You wouldn't be like, and McDonald's? Yeah.
So Hereford House, then, is where we're going.
Jana is Drew's wife, for those of you that do not know.
Thank
you.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Whoa.
I'm looking at the certs right now.
They're real. We got married twice because we wanted to make sure it stuck.
Wait, are you being for real a little bit?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We had two officiants at the first wedding, and then we had a judge officiate the second one.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm, to make sure it was all good. It was like, we covered all our bases.
One marriage license?
You got married three times?
Well, it is one marriage license. Yeah, the first two didn't. We were like, this is real questiony.
So you could say they were both
out of
huffed.
They were both pastors, but from out of state. And we were like,
okay.
Too internet illiterate to look it up? I don't know.
It is weird when you start looking up some of the laws and stuff. And like, it gets really tricky of like, okay, let's, in this state, it's this for this. And
yeah,
I think
and
in Colorado, a tree could marry you.
Right, and in so many states, like the responsibility to know that stuff falls on the officiant. Mm-hmm. So if your officiant is not from that state, they don't know.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So
the tree is pining for you.
So
the verbiage of D&D, I will say from here on out, the verbiage of D&D is as such. When it says dexterity and then parentheses says stealth, it is showing you the base skill plus the base modifier, or not modifier, but the base, what are those called? What are those six things called?
Your stats?
Stats. The base stat plus the skill. So if it was sleight of hand, it would say dexterity, sleight of hand. It would say dexterity, acrobatics. Okay. That's what it's bracketing them in as. It's, hey, you're using your dexterity,
so
and it is your stealth specifically. However, I'm going to, because of that weird loophole, for this instance and this instance only, I'm going to let you use it for base dexterity to see what you do. Because I like how you were trying to be like, is that allowed?
Yeah.
So I found that's what it means. So from here on out.
I want the potential to set this up for one of those godly moments where everything goes perfect.
I want to see what happens. Yeah. I'm truly, truly invested.
Okay, so he casts Pass Without a Trace before he enters the dojo.
Okay. Excuse me. So you walk up to...
All sneaky, stealthy.
You walk up to the...
Not being
seen. You walk up to the door and stand there and wait for the briefest of moments as you lean against the door as casually as you can as people are passing by at any given time. And in the moment that it feels right, you quickly open the door and lean into it and close the door in the briefest of seconds, causing anyone by who would look your direction to miss you the moment that it would happen. Almost like when you look at something the second it happens and that second takes a little bit longer than it should. That's what that moment is. That you disappear, and when they look, you were there to begin with.
Nice.
So, but stepping into the stepping into the dojo itself, it is quiet. It is dark. But you easily enough know your way around here. Can quickly
feeling like
move
a shadow.
move through the darkness up the stairs to the door that is Uncle Zoo's office.
And he tries the door.
The door is locked.
Excellent. And he picks the lock.
Go ahead and make a sleight of hand. Go ahead and do a thieves tool check. So your dexterity plus your proficiency.
Ooh, dang. Plus proficiency. Mm-hmm. Plus 10. Wow. Okay, 3. Dex 7, 10. Okay. 25.
With a subtle... The door opens up.
It's a trick I've known since I was a kid. It's always had this one trick. You just kind of push it in a little.
You have to like lift it up and push it, and pops right out.
Yep.
Stepping into the room itself, it is quiet. It is a simple office with two small windows that look out onto the gym floor itself. But there is a desk, a bookshelf, and a chair. All wooden, all made, not ostentatious in any way at all. This is the desk that Uncle Zoo has had since he first started this gym, before the Bravas were, long before he was being utilized by the Bravas in any capacity. So, but it's a simple setup, but
you've been up here many... Is there an exterior window at all?
No, this is all interior.
Just looks down over the gym.
Correct.
He's going to take a quick glance out the window just to get his bearings. He wants to know where every hiding spot, every dark corner that's visible to him as a potential escape is out that door.
Easy enough to
do. Cool.
All right.
Now he is going to look in all of the drawers and books and everything for any kind of correspondence that might or evidence, any kind of anything that seems to relate to to Leo, to the head of the clan, or actually just any family business at all.
Go ahead and roll a investigation check.
Yeah, and this is where it all falls apart because I have a -1 and no buffs to modifier, so it's really fun.
Boy.
So everybody, blow on it.
Well, you do have your inspiration, so if you need to reroll, and you also have your 2d6 that you can use once a day if you need to add that on as well.
Can I have 2d6?
And you can use one or both up to you as your knack for it abilities.
Oh, dang.
You're going to reroll that one, though?
Yeah. What do I get for rolling 4 fives?
20. Holy moly.
Everything was fives.
Yeah, I'm not sure. 20.
I'm going to say 4 fives is 20 as far as I'm concerned.
14?
Yeah.
With a 14, you begin to look around and you can find several books that contain very straightforward documentation, ledgers for, dojo business. You can find a couple correspondence, a couple lists for supplies and other items, a short list of names of potential people to allow membership to the dojo, all kinds of stuff. Nothing of Brava family business that you can see. With a 14, I will say, you don't feel like you're finding everything. You feel as though you're like, there's got to be something. Mm-hmm. You're just not seeing it.
Yeah, can he use...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm trying to get a little extra bump here.
Sure.
I'm thinking that he has chosen this way of shadows that's all about, like, hiding things in plain sight.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of special knowledge that he has to kind of like use that to almost sense the most opportune place in this whole thing to hide a thing.
Being one who does not hide in the darkness, you feel as though things hiding out of sight would be too on the nose. I will say go ahead and roll. I'll make this perception or insight. It's up to you which one you want to do. And you can do so with advantage.
Awesome.
Ooh.
19.
Very good. With a 19, you take a second and look at everything here and realize the most obvious one. Looking at the desk from someone in the room, of course you wouldn't think it has much place to hide anything. It's very simple desk. It's got two columns on either side for small drawers, and it has a flat top. And then you step to the other side, and you realize that the other side of the desk is a couple inches thicker from this angle. Something you wouldn't have noticed before, or wouldn't have even thought to like think about. But you being who you are, you know what that is. And you walk up, and sure enough, you can see there seems to be some sort of a hidden compartment set literally in within the grain of the top of the desk.
It's just like National Treasure.
It is going to require a pretty decent DC to open this up. So I will say go ahead and do your Thieves' Tools plus your proficiency.
So are we thinking like a 12 DC?
Something like that.
Thieves' Tools plus proficiency. So is that...
So this is dexterity. Dexterity plus proficiency.
Okay, yeah. Sweet. Still getting that plus 10 to my dex.
Adding that plus 10 to your dex, yep.
Sheesh. Okay. 25.
That is exactly what you did open this up. Because it is... There is no... There is no keyhole. There is no secret button. It is literally shifting it just so to create a lip that can silently open up.
Hold on. Question. Are you sure it's not a Fonzie Hey.
You know what? Yes, it is.
Okay, good, good, good.
With the subtle knock on the table, it silently opens up and like laying an underneath in a, at a little bit of an angle, the way the it is designed to look as though there is nothing, there is no difference in the width, but set inside this angled pocket, there are probably about 6 or 7 scrolls, a couple sheets of parchment, a small box, and a dagger.
That's a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is it?
What going does it through
say?
It?
Yeah.
Okay. There are about 3 scrolls that you can see in there. The first one is a list of every marked individual that the Bravas have. Every with the leaf tattoo. Every marked individual. And
is just real quick, just to make sure.
Yep.
I would hate to not double check this.
Mm-hmm.
But is Mr. What was his name?
Is that the Simpsons?
No.
Yeah, sounds like it. is Mr. Mort's name on there?
Make an Arcana check for me.
Ooh.
Nope.
You've rolled like the same 2 numbers.
Just 2.
Oh my gosh, change out the dice.
Give me
your, you you are looking at this list. You are a perceptive person, but you don't understand magic in its entirety or what magic is capable of. So what you see is a list of names all written in what looks to be some sort of a bluish gold script that kind of shines as you like, as the light kind of hits it. And each name has a location next to it that also kind of shines a bit differently. But it's beautiful, and it also is like, if you were looking at something that's not quite 3D, it doesn't look like it's fully on the page, but it doesn't look like it's floating off the page. Uh-huh. It's almost like you can't focus on it. Like, and there's
3D things or things that aren't meant things to that be seen in
aren't
3D
meant to be seen without 3D glasses. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Right.
And which means it's black and it's red and blue.
Yeah.
So for those who lived in the 90s. So looking at that, you're trying to understand why they look like this. And at the very bottom of the list, you can see Mr. Mort's name, but it has been scratched out as if trying to remove it, but it is still there. Very much like if you put marker over a pen, the indentations are still clear and present, but whoever tried to mark this out couldn't do it for some reason.
From magic. Okay, what else?
The second scroll that you find seems to be a list of individual... It seems to be a list of what looks to be shipments and supplies that the Bravas are either sending out or receiving in. These look to be shipments of all different kinds. There are shipments leaving a place off the coast... and heading deeper into Alpheda, the capital, and it looks to be shipments of some sort of thing called obsidian coral. You look, and there are other shipments that come from a place called the Copper Cove.
My wife was born, I think, in a town called Copper's Cove.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Sorry. Tangent.
No, you're fine.
real life?
There is a...
No, mine.
The...
Oh, no. Yeah, no.
There's a shipment of something coming from the Copper Cove heading towards one of the outskirts, one of the port cities here. And it seems to be a shipment of arcane weapons. It doesn't specify what they are. But it looks to be some sort of a list of highly sensitive or... against the law things being shipped to and from imports and exports alike.
Okay. Okay, what else do we got?
The third one is a very simple folded piece of parchment. It's a letter written to two individuals. Zoo and Goody, your father. Signed in the hand of their father, Leo Brava. The script basically reads, "My dear boys, I feel the time will come sooner than I hope that my time as head of the family will end. I know both of you have spent all your life dreaming, daring, hoping to take my place and keep the family going. I wish this not. I feel as though our family, while prosperous and thriving, has missed the point of why we are who we are, why the world respects us for who we say we are. I feel as though a family meeting is required. Both your families must be present. I say this out of love and respect for both of you, your father, Leonardo Brava." It is dated 3 days before your father was exiled.
And the dagger?
A beautifully carved dagger that has the blade is wavy, giving it a very sinister feel. The handle is made of some sort of bone or keratin of a talon.
Do I recognize it?
No, you've never seen this blade before. The hilt itself has jewels embedded in it. It is beautiful, but it looks evil.
Oh boy.
Okay. He's gonna wrist pocket this knife.
Okay.
Tuck everything else in his jacket.
Okay.
Step to the window.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure the coast is clear. What's it
make like? A perception check.
I'm not perceiving.
You're using a different die this time?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good call. Good call.
Different number.
16. The dojo is still empty.
Sweet. He is going to bloop, bloop, bloop from shadow to shadow using, what is it called? Shadow step, I think?
Yeah.
To just teleport from shadow to shadow to shadow.
In a beautifully cinematic way, you watch as Connie steps into a shadow and then in the wide shot appears out of another and steps into one and appears out of another.
Oh, yeah.
Before reaching the door.
And is there... there's got to be a peephole on this door. So,
oh, yes.
So he's going to...
You wait for the perfect moment, open the door, step out. No?
Nah.
Stop you okay. In there, Raiden. I don't.
All right. Do no, it. Yeah.
He looks through the peephole, spies the nearest shadow, the farthest shadow he can reach, and teleports to that.
Ooh. And with a magical finesse that not even Connie himself truly understands, he steps into the shadows of an alley adjacent to the dojo, and melts into the darkness that he is so readily
Connie is Batman
mixed with.
Yeah. He is.
Mm. Okay.
So now there is a... Oh, he... He closes the lid.
Oh, of course.
He closed. I was trying to figure out, would he leave that open just to be like...
Oh, interesting.
Someone caught you, Uncle Zoo.
Or would he let it be something that he assumes Zoo's going to check on the, you know?
Sure. So
we'll just see.
Okay.
So now he will watch and wait.
Okay. Moving on... Are you going to meet up with people, or are you going to just be on your own for now?
Who doesn't want to get day drunk with a horse?
Well, he does have something else. He needs to. He needs to perpetuate the. he needs to get drunk with the horse. No, he needs to perpetuate the fight, the rivalry with.
Hibiscus Quencher.
Hibiscus Quencher.
So, I think he would make his way. Yeah,
sure.
He would make his way, back into the festival. You know,
to heading towards that area for sure.
Wherever it is that he knows that there will be, tests of strength and fighting prowess.
Of course. Okay, moving through the city to the last individual who has anything to do. Zook, what are you, anything you're trying to accomplish before you head to the festival itself?
So, with what happened, reading the borrower's tome and finding out information on his father last episode.
Yes.
He wants to send a note back home to his family.
For sure.
To his son Luke and his wife Yuke.
Okay.
But, and I don't remember if, like, the group, the crew knows that, like, Zook is kind of stuck there. Like, he can't leave. I don't think that's been explained yet, and he'll do that eventually. But
once he feels like he's open enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once he comes out of his shell a little bit more.
Inspiration.
I don't need it, but thank you.
How do I turn this mic off?
There's an on and off switch.
You just want to go ahead and I'll just mute you here. It's fine.
Some scissors. I'll cut the cord. So he's gonna, he doesn't really have a good way of sending letters and notes back home to people. So he kind of has to do it through his friends and through others.
Sure.
So with the festival going on, he wants to go find his friend, who is a traveling chef.
Yes.
His name is... This is where it gets confusing, because his master was Kook with a K.
Yes.
K-O-O-K.
Yes.
But his friend, the chef, is Kook with a C.
Yes.
And he travels with a group of chefs, depending on the event, doing catering or in his food truck. Mm-hmm. Kook's Kooky Cooks is what they call themselves.
Nice.
So with the, yeah, with the festival, yeah, I had to be careful with that. The festival going on, he assumes that Kook will be there.
Yeah. So you met Kook here in the city, being here as long as you had, yeah. At one of the large feasting halls that they have here in the city. Mm-hmm.
Just for turtles? Is it like a turtle?
No, it is. I mean, it's a, think of it as a open, like an open, like a big tent, big top, tent buffet, perpetual.
Ooh.
It is well known through the city as the trough, a name that has always given it a weird kind of vibe, but when you walk into it, you are bombarded with the smells of cooks perpetually making meats and vegetables and rices and beans and just lining these tables that people can come in, pay a couple copper or silver, and load plates up and head back out into the city.
Do centaurs consider that name problematic? Like, is that something that causes them offense?
Absolutely,
their idea.
Absolutely not. Sentient horses, however.
Oh.
While a minority do have a voice about that, and you actually do see a few of them picketing. Well, they can't pick because they don't have any signs.
It just but says we say nay over and over.
Yeah. Think much of like those crazy cows.
Much like the cows with the Chick-fil-A, eat more chicken things. Side. Yeah, they're trying to like paint it. We say nay on road signs or whatnot. But again, hooves, you can't really hold anything. It's awkward.
What's
but,
the name of this place?
The Trough.
The Trough. Okay.
But as you enter into the trough, you can see that there are the place is bustling with people from near and far eating their midday meal. And you can see stacked on the shoulders of another greenish gray kobold is Kook with his kind of flopped over hat As he's sitting there rotating a couple rotisseries, he looks over at you and waves frantically as he sees you over. And
Zook waves back.
Hops down and takes a towel and begins to wipe the grease off his hands. But
he's a kobold.
He is. Most of the individuals who make food here are kobolds.
Cool. But,
yeah.
Known for their culinary expertise, the kobolds have entered
believe it
a
or
new
not.
Phase
believe
in
believe it or not.
Tongues taste everything.
But he walks up to you and says, Zook, my friend, how's it going?
Oh, doing pretty well, Cook. How are you? Oh, you know, it's going pretty good. What can I do for you today?
Good luck, Matt. You got this.
Yeah.
That's
how Calvin brings him out of his shell.
Well, I'm doing all right. I was wondering, I don't know when you are going back to the Emerald Isles, our homeland.
Ooh, we didn't even get any of that.
Not sure if you're traveling back there anytime soon.
Weren't we just talking about making this easier to listen to?
Sorry.
No, I'm joking. It's funny. I absolutely love what's happening.
Dude, peeking behind the curtain, I didn't have a voice off the top of my head, and I was like, a cook.
Swedish chef.
You had it in your heart.
And I had it like in my I'm heart. Almost trying to go into that,
no,
too.
It's,
so
I'm yeah,
to like,
sorry.
No,
I'm not.
No,
I'm trying. I'm
it's
trying.
It's really good. I'm just realizing, Zook responds really well to, people with accents similar to his.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be that,
oh, if you're comfortable. Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Some people, when they get around people with accents, they will just try and absorb that accent.
Uh-huh.
So maybe you're just like, oh, it's my friend.
My sister in Georgia, she's like, I'm all Southern now. I'm like, you're not. You grew up in Kansas.
No.
I love becoming Tennessee in the second I cross state line.
Yeah, it's in nice. Me. It's in me.
It is. It's so in there fun. Somewhere.
Yeah.
Anyhow, sorry. Zook, sorry, talking to Kook. He's like, I didn't think about it, but, you know, I could probably get, are you looking to send a message?
Us
kobolds, we have a pretty good network of, sending things to and fro. What are you looking to, send?
I wrote a letter for...
Ooh. The voice is stuck, confused in my head now.
I wrote a letter for Luke and, Yuke, and so... I found out some information on my father
Ooh.
And mother that could lead me to some clues on... you don't need me to explain this. You know my
story. Oh, of course, yeah. Yeah.
And to find out what may have happened to them.
Ooh.
And I wanted to inform Yuke in particular. Luke's a little young to hear
Ooh,
about
of course.
The gruesome details. Of So yeah, I just wanted to... Pass along the letter.
Of course. And he takes it and takes his hat off and puts it in and sets on it. He goes, you know, I'll get there safe and sound.
Oh, appreciate it.
Of course. Any food for the rood?
Oh, yeah.
And this is something I wanted to kind of establish for Tortles.
Pocket pie?
About that.
Ooh. No. What were you going to say?
I like to think that Tortles, or at least Zook, whenever he has something in his possession, he calls it this is my Tortle phone, or this is my Tortle dice.
Nice. That's yes.
Could I have some Tortle soup?
Which is really confusing for people because
because it's just soup.
Everyone's eyes get real big when.
Yep. And he's very unaware of it.
Yeah. Of course. He turns around and hops back on the shoulders of his compatriot, who wheels him over to another station, ladles up a bowl and brings it over to you, sets it in your hand with a spoon.
It's
a
bowl of lettuce.
Injury!
Ooh, thank you. It's mm-hmm. my favorite.
And as you get ready to leave, Kook says to you, and if I hear anything back from them, we'll be sure to find you.
Ooh, thank you very much.
Of course.
Oh, don't, say hi to Pook for me.
You got it.
Oh, thank you.
Hit my microphone. thumbs up, and he heads on by his. At that point, as he's talking to you, the lower half of him starts to move away because more orders are being called up, so he has to go back to the... but yeah, you exit the trough with your soup in hand. It is delicious, as always, and you can go about the city and enjoy the celebration as you see fit.
Yeah, I'm from there.
You just gotta walk past all those picketers again.
I'm sorry, yeah. You exit the trough with your soup in hand is such a great sentence.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh. We say nay.
Like,
we
I want the picture nay. Of... I
it's
want-
just them clopping. They can't really... They're sentient, but they can't speak.
Ooh.
Whoa. They haven't gotten the unicorns on the other side of the picket line yet, so they're working on that.
The trough it's is not winning, and they're like, we can't
winning.
They're walking in a circle trying to like protest, but people think it's just rides, and so they're lining
up. Oh my gosh.
The person's like, no, damn it!
Every once in a while, someone tries to put a quarter somewhere and just catches a hoof to the face.
Winnie, you're gonna learn. Yeah. Mm.
Wow.
Sorry.
Do you...
Yeah, shut up.
I'm so... Do people, like, not realize, because the horses do not have the power of speech,
mm-hmm.
and they also write so poorly because they have to deal with hooves or
correct.
Their mouths, does anyone actually know that the horses are, like, protesting. Super intelligent?
It's a fine line.
So, really, they are just...
It's a fine line.
It is
line.
Just a ride.
Now, here's
no
the thing.
No one's getting paid for.
Here's the thing. Yeah. The centaurs would be the next logical person to ask this of them, being as they are closely related. But the centaurs hold a lot of ignorance to these kind of things, yeah. whether it's intentional or unintentional. So,
and horses that. Think the centaurs are all bastards.
That's valid.
They actually are the ones that know the truth that they are all.
Yeah. You see one centaur try and pick up a sign, and he also gets hoofed in the chest.
They're 100% chimeras. They were. They're.
As a note, there is a couple horses, just so you all are aware, there is some horses in this protest that are protesting centaurs. One of them is holding a sign that says they have too many kidneys, and it is the appropriate number underneath that. But because nobody's there and you can't read the signs anyway, it still remains. It's a mystery.
The signs are in horse scratch.
Yeah, and it's hard to read.
The
but
Zonky has a sign that just says hashtag me too.
I like... wow. I like the idea that the horses like are just holding these picket signs that have been shredded because they've been trying to ride on them with hoofs. And it's just like...
They thought about trying to pin them on their backsides, but then the donkeys got offended by that, so they were like, we can't do that.
Yeah, not that again. Yeah. I don't think so.
Listen, we haven't been allowed to play that game since the 90s, so don't bring that back. Don't start that again.
The fantasy 90s.
The fantasy 90s.
These are good tangents. These are good tangents.
Okay. Yeah.
These are
good building the world.
Yeah,
it's world building.
Zook takes out some, I guess, 2-day-old shrimp at this point and is dipping in this. He's a turtle.
The constitution of turtles is something else, man.
Yeah.
For him, this has actually gotten better, right?
Yeah.
He's got more flavor.
Oh,
profile.
It's softer on my beef.
He's walking past all these protesters. He's like,
I wonder what they're mad about.
And he just goes to look for his friends.
Just go back to look for friends.
Pony ride.
All right.
He can't read the signs. He's trying to like cast spells to read it, and it's just illegible.
Wait, even reading that. Yeah, even trying to cast like tongues or whatever. I was like, I still don't understand what it means.
Okay.
Reading, heading back one by one towards, I would say, mid afternoon at this point, after several hours of everyone kind of starting their days.
Wait, we didn't do Wyatt.
We'll get to them.
We're going to get dangerous
the
again.
Individuals all collect near the middle of the city and turn, you know, one by one, you all kind of meet up in the center of the city as the mid-afternoon sun is high in the sky and the gates open to to the circus that is in town, and people begin to move their way into the circus and the carnival to begin the celebration as the day is high and the spirits are also high. And so you will all gather together and make your way into Dimitri's circus to explore the wonders and magic of the carnival. And that is where we will leave you all tonight, with the group gathering together to explore the carnival in its weirdness and its wonder next time we are all together. And hopefully next time we'll have Kestis and Wyatt here to see what they do. But yeah.
We'll see if
I felt
they
like
both
that was...
survive their automotive diseases.
Yes, let's see if they both survive their automotive diseases. And I gotta think of a joke
autoimmune
now about a car
diseases.
Disease.
Volvo.
Damn it, I was right.
That's it. I don't know, somebody else will make the rest of the joke.
I was trying to think of one, and then I just...
Cadillac.
Cadillac arrest.
Cadillac arrest, that'll work.
That's pretty good, right?
That's great,
I mean,
buddy.
That's a really serious problem, though. Like, the joke that you're making is like... that.
Yeah, why do you hate people that have heart issues?
I don't. I hate people who have Cadillacs.
Oh, yeah.
Prius?
Oh. Hold on. Let's make some other suggestions that they have STDs, though.
Okay.
Thank you all so much for playing. Thank you all so much for watching and listening. This has been the Wild Magic School Bus. Good night,
you
everybody.
Know one of them's got herpes.
Hello again. Hey, it's me, Calvin. And before you leave, I wanted to thank you for listening to the Wild Magic School Bus. I really hope you have as much fun listening as we do making this for you. We release new episodes each Monday, so be sure to check them out on whatever podcast platform you use. Hey, you know those moments in the show where we do things but you can't see them and you really wish you could? Well, do we have the channel for you. Check out our YouTube and you can watch all the gang in action. And we've got socials too. Just search the Wild Magic School Bus and be sure to hit that follow button. Or the subscribe button. Or whatever button they have nowadays. It's really hard to keep track. Now, we are a podcast, so we're pretty much obligated to have a Patreon. If you want, you can support the show there. You can find ad-free, early access episodes, and more. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time.
All he does is collect debt. What he does with it or his motivations, I've yet to decide. But the debt collector being someone that instead of, you know, I'm here to collect a debt. But nope, just here to collect your credit card debt, actually.
I like the idea that he was once told about this idea of bankruptcy. And he's always felt financially insecure and felt that, like, if he could just start all over, it'd be fine.
So
he's going around collecting debt from other people in order to become so insolvent that he can...
You think it's got to be billions of dollars? If only I can reach 8 billion, I can retire. That would be perfect.
What did Austin say? He was like, maybe it was because he's the antithesis of money or something. Like, oh, too much money and people take notice of you. So he's trying to get the negative amount of money so no one would ever bother him.
Yeah,
so he
the
just
right
wants
amount
to live
of no money so yep. No relatives ever call him.
Yep. Because if you're like super...
being a homeless person, then it works.
No, he's a pirate.
Yeah, so basically a homeless person, but with a ship.
If that was the part that I didn't understand when he was describing this thing to me, it was like, yeah, pirate that boards your ship and takes your debt. I'm like, why would you have debt if you're on a ship? Like, I don't, I'm missing the point of the debt collector on.
And then we talked about, the bingo.
That's true. Ships are expensive. You got me there.
Got me there. Yeah, you ever seen people on the lake with boats? It's only the fancies. I mean, you've been to John and Buffy's.
That is true. I have only been.
I like that count.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.